Welcome to the Nifty Chicks and this week's episode of NF Tuesdays, coming to you live with a twist. We're going to be delving into the groundbreaking NFT news, the SEC's game-changing declaration of NFTs as securities, the former OpenSea head of products insider trading sentence, the twist in blue chip NFTs journey revealing Trump's crypto ownership, I can read today, McDonald's exclusive Grimace NFTs, a unique Doodles and Crocs collaboration, and the global impact of China's social credit system on the metaverse. That was a lot. Let's do this.
That was a lot.
We've got so much to cover today.
Yes. And it's as we were discussing before we hit go live, a lot of these are more just like touching base.
Yes.
Like we don't really need to talk about them much. So
right.
We just wanted to share
with
everybody out there.
That's right.
In YouTube land or listening to the podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. So
some good stuff, some like just exciting movement. I feel like the NFT world has been so quiet, so dead for so long. And I feel like as soon as I saw this list of great news articles, I was like, wow, there's actually activity. I feel like there's a little activity happening.
There's activity, but some of it's not so great.
I know. It's activity.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which is better than nothing.
That's right. Yeah. I think so. I don't know.
I agree. Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump right in. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. There we go. So the SEC ruled that NFTs are securities.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah, there is so much talk about this. So we've been talking about whether the SEC or even for tax purposes would look at NFTs as securities or not, or whether it's collectible and whatnot. And how would that impact the tax treatment? Mm-hmm. So this is pretty big news. However, I think the word on the street is let's not make a mountain over a molehill. There's only kind of one case right now that's involving Impact Theory, which is a media company that sold NFTs to fund its operations. And they have agreed to cease and desist order with the Securities and Exchange, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, which alleges that the sale of the NFTs represented an offering of unregistered securities. One of the things that I noticed is that they promised a lot. They said, basically, if you read the article, if you invest in this item, the value is going to increase. We're going to give you value, and therefore you're going to be more profitable, and it's a good investment, right? Those are all things that anyone who knows anything about investing knows you don't say.
You don't say.
So I think they were kind of edging on like, hey, this is an investment and this is likely going to go up in value and you can make money off of it. And that's just not something you do and you say. So
yeah. And so it's interesting because Impact Theory, I actually met somebody from the team at NFT NYC. And as many of you know, our listeners know, I used to be the host or not host, the producer for the Bad Crypto Podcast. And they actually had, now I can't remember if he was on the Bad Crypto Podcast or the Nifty Show. But anyway, Tom Bilyeu is the founder of Impact Theory, and he was on that show. So it's just small world.
Interesting. So yeah, they raised around $30 million from purchasers of these NFTs. And like I said, I think the biggest issue is that they promised that it would be a good investment and they'd make money, that people would make money if you invest in the NFT. Like that to me also defines what a security is.
So what gets me here is that they did, and I don't know when they said they would do this, but they did agree to rebuy the NFTs and destroy all of them that were in their possession, eliminate the royalties.
You need to come this way so people can see your beautiful face.
Oh yes. Thank you. And then come up with a plan to get the money or the funds back to the investors.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it was maybe too little too late would be
Yeah. I mean, how much are those NFTs worth? Even if they were to buy them back, it's not going to be probably worth nearly as much as it was. And then how are you going to guarantee that you're going to, I mean, it's a tough call. It's a bold call from the SEC, but I think it's a rude awakening to anybody who's preparing to launch a project. Don't tell people that it's going to be a good investment. Don't do that.
Right.
Tell them if you like my art, buy it.
Buy it. But don't
tell them what it's going to do.
Yeah, you're going to make them millions or anything like that. So, you know, we entitled this something about legal insights, NFT legal insights, because there was a lot of legal type events happening this week. So the former head of product from OpenSea receives a 3-month prison sentence for insider trading. Now, the one thing that's interesting I thought in here was, so he was found guilty of fraud and money laundering in May, but he can potentially serve up to 20 years for each offense that he's convicted of. That's crazy.
Yeah. Insider trading is a huge no-no. And basically, if you know something that the public does not know, do not make an investment decision based on that, because you'll be screwed. They'll find it.
Right.
They'll look into it and you'll be screwed. And so, I think we talked about this
a long time ago.
A while ago. So it's finally coming full circle and he's being sentenced. And I'm not surprised. I think it's good. It's not fair that he, because he has access that I don't have, or you don't have, or you don't have, gets to trade, knowing that it's this NFT project. Essentially what he did is he bought NFTs that he knew within the next 3 or 4 days were going to be on the homepage of OpenSea. Of course, you're getting so many eyeballs if you're on the homepage of OpenSea. And so the investments and the people who are going to buy those are going to be, it's going to spike.
Yeah.
And then you sell when it gets hot and then you're making money. So it's not fair. Yeah. So good.
True. So I like this one. So we all know, I mean, it's been a really tough time in the market, but there are some collections and we want to make sure we're clear there, because when we were first reading this article, we were looking at it as projects, but it's collections. So it's people's collections that are bucking the trends, which I don't know about you, but if you've looked in your crypto or NFT wallet, everything is down, down, down. Yeah. So this article just goes in to the people that are actually
doing well.
All right. Yeah. So.
Oh, I thought that was me.
It is not. And I forgot to mute my watch.
I'm gonna do the same. Here we go. Don't try to call me.
Done. So I went ahead and enlarged this because that was a complete eye chart to read. So you can see, it looks like Bored Ape Yacht Club they're doing all right.
Of course.
They're doing all right. And then DeGods, that's Frank DeGods. He's hanging in there. Mutant Ape Yacht Club, not surprised there.
No.
Azuki. And then it looks like it's more like personal collections. I mean, besides the Pudgy Penguins and CryptoPunks, Bored Apes. Apes are always, it feels like, going to be okay.
Yeah.
In this.
Yeah.
Moonbird's making the cut there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that there are some collections, some wallets that are doing well.
Right.
And I think no one's surprised by this list. There are some that I don't know what they are. So it's just nice to see.
Yeah. Since we're getting back into that political time where we get to talk politics all the time, every day, or get to hear about it, I guess. We don't have to talk about it.
Right.
I think hear about it. Yeah. So Trump owns even more crypto than he first showed. So apparently at one point last year, he was saying that he only held $500,000-ish. And now he has 2.8 million in ETH, which that may even be higher now, because I don't know if you saw, but there was a spike in the NFTs since he was on with Tucker.
Oh.
So it may even be higher. But he earned 4.87 million in licensing fees from that NFT collection. And then, yeah, they, I don't know if it said it on here. I know I saw it somewhere that everything spiked when he did that interview with Tucker. So,
yeah. What's so funny is, like, I read that he made 4.87 million and be like, wow, that's amazing. He's probably like, that's pocket change.
Yeah. It's like 50 bucks. Yeah. He's like, it's fine. it's like fine.
What, that you're going to even like consider that?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I threw this in the news just mostly because I thought it was so cute.
You
and
do.
I mean, like, who doesn't like Grimace from McDonald's?
I love it.
So the only, like, really unfortunate thing here is it's only available for Singapore.
Yeah.
And so anywhere else you can't get this, but apparently McDonald's is, you know, putting their foot back into NFTs, and they're starting with Grimace in Singapore. And GenFT, you had a great question.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess they're going to be free. So that's cool. Fun. They're going to be free to anyone, but you can't trade them, which to me is weird.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you want to be able to? I don't know.
I don't know. Because you would also think, like, then that gives it some sort of value.
Yeah.
Then, like, if you can't get it because you can't get to, you know, Singapore.
Right.
Then
there's no putting it on like OpenSea and then selling it. So strange. I don't know. And this article doesn't tell us. So we'll have to do some more digging as to like why they chose to make it not tradable. But
seems weird to me. Yeah. But
he's cute. And I like it.
He is super cute.
And especially being free, I want one.
Yeah.
So I'm bummed that I'm not in Singapore.
So you're going to go to Singapore?
No.
Oh, okay.
Which makes me sad.
I mean, I'd go to Singapore, but probably not just for that reason.
Probably not. I think the cost of going to Singapore would be just...
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
So this one... The only reason I included this is because we have friends that wear Crocs. I personally don't.
We have a lot of friends who wear Crocs. Strange.
Yeah. Don't really understand. And it's all dudes.
All dudes. Yeah.
I have not seen it.
My niece... She wears Crocs. She loves them.
Okay. Well, I feel like you either love or hate them. Okay. I would love these if I liked Crocs. They're super cute. But so Doodles and Crocs announced a collaboration. And look how cute those are.
Those are really cute. If I liked Crocs, they would be super cute.
Yeah. So you can acquire a Crocs box digital collectible with every purchase of the Doodles Crocs Classic Clog Bundle. And then you'll gain access to two Doodles wearables and a beta pass. I mean, I really like Doodles. I'm not a holder of Doodles, but I think they're cute and I like, and they also do really fun events, which I haven't got to attend any of them because I'm not a holder, but they do really fun events. So it might be one of those that I don't want the Crocs, but I might like take a deeper dive into Doodles just to see if that's, I don't know. Maybe I'll decide to go in and get one.
And these Crocs, now mind you, they're like just plastic, right? I don't even know what they're made of, but it's like plastic cheap stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to be sold for $120 for non-holders and $99 for holders.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Nope.
$100 for Crocs?
Yeah. No.
No, thanks.
Not happening. Not happening. Nope. No.
But cool. If you like Crocs, I will applaud you if I see you in the street wearing those. I'd be like, those are cool Crocs.
Yeah. If you get them, take a picture. We want to see.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
I'd love it. Okay, this one freaks me out a little.
Yeah, I can see why.
So China's social credit system extends reach to metaverse and virtual worlds. This scares me.
It's a little creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
So we already know that China has like a massive invasion of privacy. They just don't believe that their people deserve any sort of privacy. And so they have like kind of created systems in place. And now what they're trying to do is move that into the metaverse and virtual worlds and start to like spy on their own people. And I'm sure people who are not even Chinese, they're so like, what are they doing in the metaverse? What are they saying? What are they wearing? What are the NFTs that are buying? They just they look at their people as like kind of little data peons. And
well, and so good. Then it's saying like you're going to have this digital ID that would store your personal information, your job details. I mean, the list probably goes on and on and on about all the different things that China keeps about you and your people, which is why I'm not on TikTok.
Yeah. They're probably watching this right now.
Probably.
Watching us, thanks for being a viewer.
Yeah.
Welcome, China.
We do appreciate that. But, anything else? No. But I mean, you know, think about it. They can shut you down in the metaverse and like
they basically own you at that point.
Yeah. I don't know. This whole social crediting and like, oh my gosh. Like saying like you could be denied travel, like be denied the ability to purchase plane tickets, train tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know. We live in a very weird world.
Yeah. And I have to say, we're fortunate that we're not in that position. Like,
right.
When I hear things like this, I'm always like thankful for living where I am, growing up where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. It's agreed. I can't imagine.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. So
that was a lot.
That was a lot.
But we got through it.
Yes. So that's all we have for the news for today. But we just want to say thank you for being here on YouTube, or if you're listening on the podcast, we would love it if you would subscribe to our channel. And of course, make sure you hit the bell when you do so, so that way you get notified whenever we're live like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Nifty Chicks. Always remember, invest in yourself because you are worth it. Please listen carefully to the following disclaimer. Neither the host nor the guests of the Nifty Chicks podcast are acting in the capacity of financial advisors. We wish to remain transparent and impartial to the NFT community at all times, and therefore, the content provided by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests are intended for general information purposes only. Nothing written or discussed by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests should be construed or relied upon as investment, financial, legal, regulatory, accounting, tax, or similar advice. Nothing should be interpreted as a solicitation to invest in any cryptocurrency or NFT, and nothing herein should be construed as a recommendation to engage in any investment strategy or transaction. Please be advised that it is in your own best interest to consult with investment, legal, tax, or similar professionals regarding any specific situation and any prospective transaction decisions. You must do your own research when considering investing in cryptocurrencies or NFTs. We are simply sharing our journey with you as we learn more about the world of NFTs. Happy minting.